Hello there, everyone. This is Jared, and I just wanted to jump on and give a quick channel update or podcast update, whatever this thing is called. It is going to be audio only. I'm not posting this on YouTube. I'm not really looking to draw attention to this, but I do want to communicate with listeners kind of where things are at. So some of you have noticed and reached out about the fact that we haven't really been posting much over the last 3 weeks. Transparently, May has been an absolute grind. And it's really eaten my lunch to the point that I kind of need a small break from podcast. Just to get it out of the way in the front end before I kind of go into any more explanation, the plan is to take a break for the month of May and then start dropping episodes again at the beginning of June. So I really hope it's not too long of a break, and it just kind of gets me a small chance to reset and kind of revamp a little bit and hopefully have a schedule that's not quite as insanely out of order. So that's the TLDR. If you want to drop off here, I totally get it. But looking forward to talking about games again here in the near future. For those who want a little more context, so really what I think has primarily happened is I think we've talked before about the fact that last year, when both Ian and I separately decided to move, we burned through any kind of backlog that we had. And we were basically going week to week, getting episodes out in the midst of everything else that was going on. And I knew that couldn't last forever. And, you know, when other things in life come up, then it just kind of crumbles the very unstructurally sound card house, if you will. As you can tell, none of this is scripted. I'm just kind of going off the cuff here. But a couple things happened. So one, life, you know, just a lot of busyness. I'm still not employed since the beginning of the year. And so I've been kind of picking up a lot of odd jobs here and there, which has kind of created a chaotic schedule. So I think that's part of it. Another part of it is I had an opportunity to potentially work for a game publisher, and they decided to go with somebody else. Totally fine. Like, I hold nothing against them for it. I knew, guys, the job market right now is insane. And I knew in the interview process I was going up against some really serious competition. And so that being said, I still got really excited for it and then kind of got deflated when I didn't get it. And so that was really tough. I was talking with Ian and one other person the other day and saying, yeah, it's a combination of being overwhelmed and deflated all at the same time. And it's a really bad combination. And then the third part is, you know, just kind of reflecting on what we want the podcast to be. I never wanted to just turn into a commercial for games. Like, I want listeners to be able to kind of get a good idea of what the game is and if it's a good fit for their table, for each of your tables, because I've been in this hobby a long time and I know how easy it is to get sucked into the concept of a game without knowing all the ins and outs and then buying it. And we all are strapped economically, whether we're in a good place financially or not. And so spending that $60 on a game that doesn't really work, it's just not feasible for a lot of people. And so having the opportunity to help discern what games fit at your table is a goal that I've always had. And that's a fine line between that and acting like a commercial. So I've just really been thinking about, like, how do you contribute to the hobby, you being me and Ian? Now, what do listeners want? And what does this look like long term? And so I'm taking the next, 10 days to kind of think that over as well and kind of brainstorming. I already have been brainstorming. It's kind of been a topic of conversation all year. And we kind of keep throwing darts at the wall and nothing really firm is there. And so, you know, it's a combination of all three things. And so if you wanted to kind of see a peek behind the curtain as to what's going on, then there it is. I know this channel's small. I know that there's not a massive legion of people listening to this. And that doesn't bother me. I say that more to say that for those of you that do listen, I very much appreciate each of you. It is very easy for me to talk to people about podcasting and talk about how lonely it is, because it's a very quiet one-way street. Like, you just don't get a lot of feedback from people. And that's okay. Like, I understand. I listen to podcasts and then I move on. Like, I understand how this works. I'm not blaming anybody. But I want to continue being that voice that says, I appreciate each and every one of you. And I know Ian does as well. And to just remind everyone that that door is always open if you do have feedback or if you have thoughts of something you'd like to hear. We've done a couple interviews. We've talked about maybe doing some other things. So if you have something you're like, man, I really wish the game team would do this, or I really think that Jared or Ian would be really good at that, we welcome that feedback. But, you know, if you're just content listening, then great. That's awesome. So that's pretty much it. I did want to go ahead and post something because I know it's been 3 weeks and we posted one episode in that 3 week span. And that was primarily Anna pushing to get me to do it. So thank you to her for always being supportive. And so, yeah, so that's pretty much it. If you have questions, feedback, thoughts, I'm not like falling off the world. So please feel free to reach out while we're kind of going on this mini hiatus, if you will. And looking forward to posting content in June. All right. Thanks. Bye.